Have you personally experienced being stricken with the COVID virus? Well, it's my sixth day of being COVID positive as I am recording this. I'm generally an optimistic person, proactive, and can even maintain my sense of humor in the midst of trials and difficulties. I took the antigen test on the third day from the onset of symptoms, dry cough, body aches, and slight fever. As soon as those two red lines showed up, I packed up my clothes for the prescribed 7-day isolation period. Toiletries, my comfort food, not to forget my munchies and chichiria. Luckily, we have a place which has its own bathroom, a sofa bed, and a dining table outside of the main house. That's all that's needed. There's no point in feeling sorry for myself. I will make use of this quarantine period and to try to find at least one positive. Yep, kahit isa man lang. Brothers and sisters, I found more than one, and here are my discoveries and realizations. Number one, a time to be with the Lord. We all have our regular prayer time. Mine includes attending online masses, praying for sick loved ones, reflecting on scriptures, which probably last a total of an hour or so. Now that I'm isolated, prayers became round the clock in varied ways. The Divine Mercy chaplet, the rosary, singing with beautiful worship songs, and even listening to a healing retreat which I enrolled incidentally 3 weeks prior to this sickness. God's timing is always perfect. My prayer journal was full. A priest friend also reminded me this: don't forget to offer what you suffer. That simple advice helped give meaning to all the bodily pains, hardness of breath, and all inconveniences I went through. Because of dry coughs, body aches, and chills, I was awakened in the middle of the night. The first night, the story of Peter came to my mind when her mother-in-law had fever for days. The moment Jesus took her hand, the fever left her, and she began serving them. Lord, ako rin, don't forget me, ha. Please heal me and take away this fever so I can do the services scheduled this week. So did the Lord take away the fever right away? Well, no, not after 2 days. The Lord assured me He was enough. He was in control and will do what is best for me in His own good time, not mine. Number two, a time to receive. Without sounding boastful, I was always able to express my love and care for friends by texting them, sending some simple tokens, especially when they are sick or undergoing some difficulties. Now, it was my time to receive. Everything was prepared by others. Our household helper, Angging, oh God, bless her for the meals prepared each day. My doctor hubby described the needed medicines, monitored me, parang nasa hospital din ako, pero walang swero. All my families, my communities started sending me comfort foods, even power drinks. I was so overwhelmed with the overflowing reassurance of prayers, words of comforts, at ito pa, the common question that always made me smile: are you craving for anything? Parang buntis ba ako? This is the time when I am at the receiving end. It humbled me. I felt loved and cared for. Number three, I am dispensable. I had a full schedule of meetings with 2 major events happening this weekend. In confidence, I had to turn it over to those who can do it, perhaps even better than I could. I already missed events in my community, but then the message was clear. The events will proceed even without me. I am dispensable. And lastly, the fourth, the power of the Holy Spirit is always at work. As you listen to this sharing, it's my eighth day, which means for many COVID victims, nakalaya na. Today, I'm giving a Christian Life Program talk entitled Life in the Holy Spirit. Part of the talk is how I use the gift of praying in tongues when I want to be in the presence of God or whenever I pray over someone who is sick. And that I did every day, not for another, but this time for myself. Is this a coincidence that I'm giving this talk on my, in quotation, my day of freedom from COVID? I will not only have a wonderful story to tell the CLP participants, but boldly proclaim that the Holy Spirit truly is my comforter, consoler, and healer. He has been at work then. He continues to work powerfully even to this day. So let us pray. Father God, You are the ultimate healer, and I thank You for being with me during my sickness. With Your Holy Spirit, please heal others who are infected with this virus, not only physically, but also spiritually. May they be able to bear the cross of illness and unite their suffering to bring spiritual benefit to others. I pray for their comfort and a deeper faith that they are never alone. You are always trustworthy, all-powerful, and merciful. You are Lord over every situation, no matter how difficult it may seem. As our healer, there can never be any wasted pains nor sufferings. Jesus, You have always used all things for good, because You are a God of miracles and nothing is impossible for You. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you.